Okay, what is up, everybody? This is Frenny Spaz. Welcome to your daily dose of awesome, your life 15 minutes of daily motivation, inspiration, and education so you can get your day started right. Today, I have the beautiful, the incredibly gifted Michelle Pesco-Solito. How you doing, Michelle? Oh, you're muted. I can't hear you.
That's because I was trying to, you know, make sure you couldn't hear my dog, but I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I'm awesome, Michelle. Thank you so much for being here. I know the community really appreciates it. It's been quite a bit since we've had you on Daily Dose of Awesome, so promise me that you'll please come back for more of these sessions because everyone loves them.
Yeah, I would love to. Just ask. I'll definitely come on.
Awesome. So we'll make that happen for everybody, and I think today's topic is a great way to kick off the new year. On some, you know, we are big proponents of Facebook advertising. That's the primary traffic strategy and advertising strategy we teach at Elite Marketing Pro. And so I couldn't think of anyone better to come on and share with you what's going to be new with this, what's new with this platform, what's hot, what's working, what's not. And so Michelle will be sharing with you in a little bit what's going on. But before we get started, I just wanted to introduce myself to those of you who are new to our broadcast. My name is Frenny Spaz. I'm a lead generation online marketing expert specializing in helping home business owners, that's network marketers, affiliate marketers, direct sellers, multiply their incomes using the internet. Now, I built my first six-figure network marketing business within a couple of years of discovering the information we teach here at Elite Marketing Pro. And over the past 10 years, I've been responsible for over $11 million in gross income into my home businesses and hundreds of millions of dollars more in the incomes of our clients over the past 10 years. So what we teach works. It's proven. Tried, true, and tested in the network marketing, direct selling, and internet marketing space. Now, if you're new to our training, I highly recommend you subscribe to these lives. As you will see, the content we deliver here is no joke every single day. You know, Michelle's going to deliver, and we deliver every single day. So to subscribe to these lives, all you have to do is in the top right corner, if you're watching this on your mobile device, click on the video, and then a menu will appear. Click on that menu icon. And it'll take you to a menu where you can actually like our fan page if you're not already following us. And you can also turn on notifications so that you get a little ping on your phone every time we go live. So you can either join us live or watch the recording later. Now, if you're watching on desktop, all you need to do is just click on our logo right above the post. And that'll take you to our fan page. And on that fan page, you can click like. And on that like button, there'll be a little pull-down menu where you can also turn on notifications. So without further ado, let me just make sure we are live here. Yes, we are broadcasting.
Yeah, and on that light button, I see you.
Oh, there you go. You guys hear me on my phone. So this is how I monitor comments on my phone. And Michelle, I'll be monitoring comments for you. So I'm so happy you're here. So Michelle, what is new and exciting with Facebook advertising?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's always changing. But there's several things that are new. But I think the most important ones for marketers are a couple of things. We have the ability now to be able to split test our ads when you create basically when you go in and you choose a increased conversions to your website ad or, you know, get installs for your app. A lot of people here probably aren't doing that, but that's the other option. Or the other objective is collect leads for your business. You can now create a split testing A/B ad within that one ad that you're setting up. And so some of the things that you're able to actually split test, now you're going to have a pretty good budget to be able to do this particular type of split testing, but that split testing will run from 3 to 14 days. So you have to choose that window, you know, that time frame. But what you can do is test against each other different target audiences, which is really cool. So you could say, all right, you know, I want to create this one ad, but I want to test it against, you know, targeting Network Marketing Pro, you know, targeting Elite Marketing Pro or targeting Tony Robbins. And so it will do that within that one ad. And then you can also do, which I think this is my favorite part, which is the delivery optimization. So I don't know how many of you out there, maybe you can tell me yes, always struggle with what bidding do I choose? And most people will just choose, you know, the default bidding, which is what we recommend. Just choose the default bidding, which is, you know, optimize for clicks or, you know, optimize for leads or optimize to get, you know, installs of your app. So now you can actually choose different variables there. You can choose impressions. You can choose link clicks. You can also choose, you know, page views, you know, things like that, manual bidding. And you'll be able to optimize between those three to determine which one is performing better for your ad. And then another great one is the placement. See, in the past, we always had to like create a separate ad to run in the newsfeed, create a separate ad, you know, to run in the on the right-hand side, or create a separate ad to run on Instagram. Well, now within that one ad, you can actually, you know, select the different variables to basically, you know, split test. So this is really cool. You can't do it with like ad images. You're not going to be able to do it. I took some notes here, but you're not going to be able to do it with like ad creatives or anything. It's only for audiences, delivery optimization, and placement. So that's really exciting. And you know, one of the key aspects, I think, of being successful with Facebook ads is knowing your numbers. You know, knowing how to analyze your ads. Knowing, you know, when you put money into Facebook, which ad is getting you the results? Because I know in the beginning when I started doing it, that was the most confusing part of Facebook for me, is I would create all these different ads, but I didn't know which one was getting me leads, because we didn't have like pixels, and we didn't have this new feature that's out where, you know, you can set up the different variables to split test them against each other. So everybody should have that. If you don't, it's definitely rolling out. I'm really excited about it. We've definitely started testing it. And at the end of, like, let's just say you run it for 14 days, at the end of that, Facebook will send you a report, and it'll actually tell you which one is doing better for the type of ad that you actually selected. So what do you think about that, Vernie? You think that's pretty cool?
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. So what this does essentially is you're able to test a few things just within the one ad without having to create new ads, which can be expensive and also just a little bit complicated, tracking all the different ads you're setting up. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And then also, I don't have this feature yet, but some of you should definitely check. If you go into your custom audiences, like you're going to create an audience, there's now a custom audience that you could create based on people's behavior on your fan page. So if somebody likes your status updates, you can now target them with an ad. If somebody has been sharing your status updates, you'll now be able to target them with your ads. If they're commenting, you'll now be able to target them with a specific ad. So imagine the like power in that, you know, that you're able to actually call someone out, not in a creepy way, but be like, thanks for commenting on, you know, my page. You know, if you want to learn more tips and strategies on how to build your network marketing business or whatever your focus is for your business, you can now position that in an ad and target those people. This is still rolling out. Like I said, I don't have it. I do have some of the other options, which is like video, Canvas ads, and I think there's one other one, but be looking for that to come out. So I'm really excited about that. So that's cool.
Awesome.
And then, yeah, and then the last one that I think you have to be, okay, so I wrote a blog post on this today. It's not up, but it's really interesting because it's Messenger ads. This is a big one. Now, marketers, I know I shouldn't say this, but they do. Sometimes marketers ruin everything. So I'm hoping, especially you guys watching this, that you'll take, you know, some advice from me here. Basically what this ad is it's another placement. So whenever you choose, it's called send traffic off of Facebook or on Facebook. It's not the conversion ad. It's like the clicks to website ad, but now you can send it to a messenger. So when you create this ad, what happens is you choose, instead of sending it to a URL like a blog post or your website, you choose messenger. And when you click on the messenger, you're going to set up, so you'll have your ad already positioned. So the one that I created, you know, went some, because I targeted our fans. So I said something like, you know, hey, you know, thanks for following our page. We're here to help you build your business online. If you're looking for the latest, you know, tips and strategies on how to be successful on Facebook, reach out to us. And then there's a call to action button that says send a message. And as soon as they click on send the message, and that's the only thing you're going to pay for is that, you know, that click, if you've chosen that, it will pop up in the messenger a message that you have actually created in that ad. So I might would say, you know, hey, you know, thanks for reaching out. You know, what can we help you with? You know, you've shown an interest in building your business online using Facebook. We would love to be able to help you out. Drop us a line. What can we help you with? So that's really powerful, I think, if you're doing it the right way. Now, again, I can see how this could, you know, get, I can see a lot of Facebook accounts getting shut down this way by people just spamming their opportunities in these messengers and not actually leading with value. Value, value, value is so important. Come from a place of you want to help the person, you know, you want to offer them, you know, some assistance and don't assume that they want your opportunity or they want to buy from you. First, find out what they need help with. And then you can obviously see if you have some sort of solution within your business toolbox that can actually help them. So messenger ads are cool. I just, like I said, I just created one today, so I don't know, you know, how it's going to work out exactly, what kind of results we're going to get. Again, that's kind of rolling out also. It actually came out last September, but I think a lot of people are starting to see it now. I love it. I think it's just another way to build that brand. And then the only downside to that, there is some limitations. So if you're targeting people and let's just say you see the ad on your mobile device and the person you're targeting sees it and they click send the message, they're not going to be able to do it unless they have the messenger app installed on their mobile device. So that's really important to consider that whenever you're doing that type of ad. So it could just be, I mean, it may be a total flop, you know, after we do this, but then it may be a total success. I get a little bit concerned because in the past I remember that, a lot of people had this thing against downloading the Messenger app for some reason. I don't remember what that was. Do you remember, Fernie?
I believe there were some privacy issues with regards to, Facebook, or any Messenger app for that matter, being able to, view your conversations or something like that.
Yeah, maybe that's something like, so I remember everybody, I'm not downloading the Messenger app. So I still have this thought in my head that, there's still people out there that are still afraid to download it. So we'll see how it goes, but that's definitely fairly new.
Well, I mean, as long as you accept it as fact that the NSA is watching or whoever's watching, Russian hackers or whatever, then you're probably just not going to behave in certain ways on that Messenger app that would, compromise your reputation. And so, but I think using it for conversations about, for business purposes are fine. And in fact, so the beautiful thing, I'm so glad you mentioned the Messenger app because I haven't run any Messenger apps yet. I just saw it in my ads manager. But Carrie Higum, one of our Elevation members, has been having incredible success running ads and then asking people to, comment if they want more information. So they comment and then she sends a private message and then they connect and they end up video chatting after a few back and forth on private messaging. So she's been kind of doing it a roundabout way where she's asking them to comment and then they connect on Messenger. This is a direct connection to Messenger. And this is like a goldmine for network marketers if they know what they're doing, if they're doing it properly. Because now you can run ads and connect with people and have conversations and see if you can serve them without even needing to send them a link or to send them to your website. You can just pretty much have that enrollment conversation, listen to them, see what they need. Right. Do they need, if they need to lose weight, maybe it's your product, or they need, better skin, maybe it's your product. If it's, opportunity oriented, then it's your opportunity. Or if they're already in an opportunity, you send them to EMP. The reason you listen is so that you know where to send them to. And so I think the Messenger app is potentially going to be extremely powerful. Because people are already doing it, like Carrie, and she's, making 10 grand a month in EMP on top of her network marketing income, so it's pretty awesome.
Right, and what's cool about it is they are initiating the first contact with you. I know a lot of people will practice, message, four or five people a day, and you're the first person actually, contacting. So sometimes, that puts other people's walls up when you're contacting them out of the blue and they don't really know you, especially if, maybe you're not using the right strategy or maybe you are and they're just annoyed by it because they know what's coming. This way, because you have the ad there, they are initiating that first initial action, raising their hand saying, yes, I need help. And so it makes the conversation, go, I would say, definitely, it flows a lot nicer. I mean, it's just a lot easier when someone reaches out to you first and then you're not having to. And, of course, that's attraction marketing, right? So the more they probably see that ad in their newsfeed and the more that they realize, this person genuinely wants to help me. I've seen this a couple of times. Let me push this button here and just see what happens. And maybe they could really help. Because oftentimes we don't know. Like, I'll see stuff in my newsfeed all the time and I don't know the person. you know, and so, you know, if they're offering help, you know, there's thousands of people offering help. Who is this person? So, you know, it really takes a couple of times to expose them to your ad, and then give them an opportunity to kind of maybe snoop around and see who you are, go to your fan page, see if you have a blog, and just see who you are online before they realize, okay, you know, maybe I will click that button and reach out to them.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, one of the benefits of being engaged with these Facebook Lives that we do every single day with a Daily Dose of Awesome here at EMP is that, so you reference how, you know, using these Facebook ads and you're experimenting with them. And I'm sure if people want to, you know, get an update on the successes that Michelle's having with these type of ads, you definitely want to follow her on Facebook. And you know, go follow Michelle, go to her website and just, you know, look her up, follow her. Michelle's an expert on Facebook, always up, and at them with all the new features and she'll be your guide, especially with this type of ad, which is, probably the most powerful ad you can probably run, as far as direct selling and network marketing, or just selling in general are concerned.
Yeah.
Because it allows you to have a direct conversation. Like Michelle says, you know, they're initiating the conversation. Now, the key thing is you don't want to just immediately spam people your link. You want to engage them in a conversation. And so last week I did a Facebook Live with Carrie Higham, and she actually walked people through the process of what she does once she's engaged somebody in a messenger conversation and how that process goes. So, you know, the reason you want to be tuned into these lives is because the topics start connecting with each other. And Michelle just went through some of the awesomeness that Facebook offers. But what happens once you got a messenger? Well, you're going to want to watch that video with Carrie. And you're definitely going to join Elite Marketing Pro. Go to elitemarketingpro.com/go. Because we have, you know, a lot of detailed and in-depth training for beginners on how to get started with Facebook advertising and kind of get your feet wet and do it safely without overwhelming yourself. And if you want to take it to that next level, definitely following Michelle is the way to go. So, Michelle, thank you so much for being here. Any final words before we log off?
No, I mean, just, you know, Facebook is always constantly changing, so it's really so important that you stay up to date with what's going on, because it's, you know, with all these new updates, you know, it can improve your marketing, and with every update that comes, I think it helps all of us as business owners, you know, really be able to leverage Facebook and be successful. So I appreciate you, Fernie, for having me on and everybody that's watching this. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and I think this was immensely valuable. And again, these Facebook Lives start connecting. The topics start connecting. You can pretty much, if you're watching closely, you can pretty much create an entire marketing course by kind of just, you know, taking certain Facebook Lives that we do and put them in a certain order. Voila, you have a full-fledged marketing course. And definitely follow Michelle. Michelle, what's your website? Or let's say your Facebook. How do they follow you on Facebook?
At facebook.com/Michelle Pesco Solito.
Awesome. So definitely follow Michelle. Michelle also has an incredible course that's very in-depth on Facebook branding and advertising, and I'm sure she'll be making updates to that course as far as all the strategies that she's mentioned today. So thank you so much for being on, Michelle. For those of you who want to learn and become a part of our community at Elite Marketing Pro, go to elitemarketingpro.com/go, and we offer a free 10-day online video course on how to, you know, build your network marketing business on the internet, and how to recruit on the internet. And pretty much go from there, and you'll have an opportunity to join our community, join our membership, and where you'll be a part of a movement of people that are helping each other succeed in this industry. So thank you so much, Michelle. Thanks a lot, everyone, for being here.
Thank you.
What's up, Alyssa, Pam, Whitman, Ed? What's up, buddy? So we'll be talking soon. Take care, everybody.